A fellow chaplain asked me why we celebrate the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary at the Catholic. He didn't understand why we would celebrate this solemnity, especially at the Protestant. So I explained to him in our lunch conversation that Jesus ascended into heaven by his own divinity. Mary assumed into heaven through God's grace. At Jesus, who is the new Adam, shows us what it means to be beloved sons and daughters of God. Mary shows us what it means to be a new Eve by a life of discipleship, by a life of fiat, by a life of obedience, by a life of humility, by a life of trust in God's goodness and His will for each and every one of us. Today's gospel reading shows us the Magnificat, which Mary's opened from her own mouth by saying, "My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior." My brothers and sisters, as we celebrate the Assumption of Mother Mary today, do we proclaim God's goodness in our words, our actions? And do our soul rejoices in God our Savior? Or are we still bitter, bogged down, and held back by the things of this world? Too often time, we do not rejoice in the Lord. We have allowed this world to rob us of our joy in the Lord. And yet, we do not seek God's will in our life. We seek our own will. Mary, who is the new Eve, shows us what it means to love God with our whole heart, with our whole soul, with our whole mind, with our whole being, and to follow God's will at all times instead of our own will. My brothers and sisters, I'm praying about a decision today that I've been wanting for a long time, and everything seemed to align together. But when I bring it to prayer, somehow it feels like it's my will. And it's what I want and what I desire. And it would deter me from really loving God, being truly free to give myself to Him and to His people totally and completely. Even though it sounds enticing, it doesn't somehow click when I pray. It doesn't click in my spirit. And so I have to be vulnerable, transparent, honest, and humble to the good Lord and say, will this action glorify the Lord, or did this glorify me? And so it's really hard because I want it. I'm sharing this experience with you today so that you can pray in your own life too, how we can glorify God, not just building our own glory, and how can we be joyful in God our Savior instead of always worrying about what we don't have, what we're still missing, and somehow what we desire deep from within for our humanity. My brothers and sisters, as we celebrate the Assumption today, let us re-sing the Magnificat. Let us have the spirit of Mary, who totally and completely give herself to God by saying, "Fiat voluntas tuas, may it be done to me according to your will, now as it is in heaven, now and until eternity." So what I do now, what we do now, prepare us for this eternal life, so that Mary, who is the example, perfect example of discipleship, assumed body and soul into heaven, shows us this true hope that we one day too shall be like her at the end of the world, at the end of the day, where we magnify God, not ourselves, and to glorify God, not ourselves, and to love God, not ourselves. So that God is first and foremost our everything.